It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook Timeline is the new version of your Facebook profile. Instead of being a record of just your recent activities, it's your whole life story. And it's becoming mandatory. Everyone on Facebook will be required to use it soon. Any questions, Pete Townsend?
Why should I care? Why should I care?
You should care for two reasons: privacy and security. Anandra Mitra teaches communication at Wake Forest University. He says the scope of Timeline will give Facebook and its advertisers more details about you.
For all this time, everything that was on Facebook is since you became a part of Facebook. But now they're saying that, okay, let's go back into your life when there wasn't any digital pictures, there wasn't any digital sound. Now you go back and take that and put it up there, and so the advertisers have a deeper knowledge base about this individual.
Once those advertisers learn more about you, they can really get to work, says Nate Elliott from Forrester Research.
The more they know about you, the more they can target you, the better they can target you and understand exactly what type of consumer you are, what you might be interested in, and ultimately what ads you might click on and what products you might buy. That's good for Facebook because it helps them generate greater yield or basically get more money from advertisers for each ad that they show. And it's good for advertisers because it ultimately leads to more effective advertising and helps them sell more products and services.
So if I fill in on my friend's Facebook timeline that he was a high school football player 20 years ago, then the advertisers are going to know that about him and form a consumer profile based on that.
Exactly. And what they presumably will be doing is using this information in anonymized buckets. But if they collect enough different data points about people's lives and put them into enough of these different buckets, then that should allow them to better match up advertisements with consumers. It's the kind of thing that companies like Google have been doing successfully for years. And quite frankly, Facebook knows a lot about you, but the more they know about their audience, the more successfully they can do this kind of thing.
So Facebook stands to make money from advertisers with the new information about you. Other people are also interested in your data. Chester Wisniewski from security firm Sophos says be careful what you share.
Encouraging that extra sharing and all that information does put some of your other accounts potentially at risk on the internet when we look at things like security questions that get asked in order to gain access or reset your passwords on other sites and programs.
First pet's name, mother's maiden name could all be there.
Exactly. There's a lot of information that can be mined to gain access to other data on other services from the information provided on Timeline.
Chester Wisniewski from Sophos. Hey, did you know you can get a daily email from us about all the interesting things happening in tech that morning? Sign up for it at marketplacetech.org. Wayne Coyne of the band The Flaming Lips has released a song called Now I Understand. On backing vocals,
Wayne.
Siri, the voice-activated personal assistant from the iPhone 4S. The first half of the song is all about Siri kind of struggling.
I don't understand. The moon, the stars, and the sun.
Then Siri tags off to human singer Erykah Badu. By the end, Siri gets it.
Now I understand.
The song featuring Siri sounds gimmicky, and maybe it is.
Now I understand.
But it's kind of beautiful. You can hear the song at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.